Great to have the pleasure of your company as always. Mark Lindsay here with the Monday Montage programme, every Monday 9 through till 12 noon. Now, it's just after 10:45, and as part of our programme, we have a feature called
Anglia
In Focus,
where we invite individuals and organisations to join us live on the show to talk about, as I say, various events which are occurring across the area. And once again today, it's my great pleasure to welcome to East Point Radio Lee Johnson, who's the East Point Pavilion General Manager. Good morning to you, Lee.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
No problem at all. Great pleasure. Now, I know you've got a very big event coming up as part of a series of events which are held there at the East Point Pavilion. But this coming Saturday, the 26th, through to Monday, the 28th of August, of course, that bank holiday weekend, you've changed your name slightly, haven't you? East Pint Beer Festival.
That's absolutely correct. We have changed it very, very slightly. We've some people might think we've gone mad, or that the printers have missed out the O. But no, we're going with East Pint for the beer festival, and it's following on from the event last year, which was also a massive success. We're building on it. It's got an extra day on the Monday, so 3 days of beer drinking.
Hey, that sounds good, especially if the sun shines.
Absolutely. Well, fingers crossed. I do keep looking. When you're in this type of industry where, you know, we're relying on good weather, you do find yourself looking at the weather app probably more often than not.
Yes, I know what you mean. Now, I know the beer festival literally is fueled by the master brewers at Sir Toby's Beers. That sounds absolutely great, their involvement there.
Yeah, absolutely. So Sir Toby's are involved with us here at the Pavilion. They run our bar for us, and they have been involved since the Pavilion opened under the First Light umbrella in June 2022.
I see. Now, you're going to be having, as all good beer festivals are, lots of live music and family activities across the weekend. That makes it a really modern beer festival, and it's got that all-important welcome twist, hasn't it?
Absolutely. So, although we use the term beer festival, we are, you know, we're quite an open building, so it doesn't cost you anything to come in. The only thing that will cost is the beer essentially. But we have got bands, we've got DJs on from the secondary start at 12 p.m. so 12 noon, and we'll be going all the way through until 10 p.m. That's on the Saturday and the Sunday. You start at 12 noon on the Monday. Now, if you know anything about beer festivals, you'll know that at some point beer will run out. and we're going to keep going right through on that Monday until that happens. So once the very, very last drop has been sold, that's when we're going to essentially close the festival down.
Now, that sounds absolutely fantastic. So all the thirsty folks around the area can come down there to the East Point Pavilion for the East Point Beer Festival. Now, I think you've got some 30-plus East Anglian beers and ales and ciders, haven't you, from across Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire?
We certainly have. I mean, we, looking at the list, you know, we've got beers coming all the way. We've got a hopped pale ale, which is coming all the way from Westacre, which is near King's Lynn. We've got a plum porter, which is coming all the way from Wisbeach. We've got beers from just down the road coming up from Alborough, and we've got ones that are slightly closer to home, Bungie, as well as, you know, other parts in Norfolk as well. And also, I mean, one that is coming from quite a way away, Northamptonshire.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I can tell you a tiny little bit about that one. It's called Mowbrew, and it's a strawberry-based wheat beer. I haven't tasted it. It's vegan. It is gluten-free. So if you happen to be you know, vegan or vegetarian, and if you do have a gluten intolerance, then this one is for you. We've got beers also coming from Peterborough, as well as other parts of Cambridgeshire as well. And, of course, we're supporting our local brewery in Lowestoft, Green Jack. They're going to be here with their orange wheat beer.
I was going to ask you about that because over the last few years, there's been a lot of microbreweries, as I think they often are called, and they really brew some great beers. So I was interested to hear you saying that you're obviously supporting your local brewery down there in Lowestoft.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, one of the things, being a Lowestoft organisation, we want to try and support as many small businesses as we possibly can. Green Jack is one of those, and we do that working very closely with Sir Toby's Beers. So this menu of beers has been curated quite carefully, working with Sir Toby's.
Now, literally, you've certainly whet my appetite, if I can use that pun. And can you give us some information as regards to how people can find out more about the East Point Beer Festival this coming weekend?
Absolutely. So let me give you a tiny bit of information before that. So how it works is basically you hand over a tenner. That can be an old-fashioned way of cash, or you can do it the modern way in card. You get four tokens. Half a pint of ale or cider is just one token. A full pint is two tokens. And you, like I said, you hand those over, you make your choice, you get your beer. Now, the way you can find out more about this event is if you go to our website, which is www.eastpointpavilion.com, or you can follow us and like us on social media, which is at East Point Pavilion, or if you just do a search in the Instagram bar or the Facebook bar, we should be able to pop up there.
Okay, now I'll ask you for that information again in a few minutes' time to give folks plenty of opportunity to scribble down all the information and to make sure that they do find out more about the East Point Beer Festival at the East Point Pavilion in Lowestoft this coming weekend. That's Saturday the 26th through till Monday the 28th of August. And great time to do it, of course, with it being the bank holiday weekend.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, so fingers crossed the weather is going to be good. Like I said, I keep looking at the weather apps, and it says it's going to be a good sunny weekend. So you can come along, have a few beers. Our food outlets will be open as well. So we have we've got Tange. They do Indian cuisine. We have Trey Hermanas, Mexican. And we've also got a new chap coming on board, all the way from Norwich. His company is called Norwich Soul Kitchen, but he's going to be known as Soul Kitchen at the East Point Pavilion. He's going to be more of your burgers, chicken burgers, fish and chips, but with a Caribbean twist as well. And the bar will be open as usual. So if you're not a beer drinker, you can always get your soft drinks from there as well.
Now, this sounds really great because I love beer festivals when they offer, as you are going to be doing, such a wide range of not only beers but also cocktails as well. And I understand that there's literally something for all tastes, and the event will also feature a pop-up outside bar providing a range of cocktails and non-alcoholic options, as you've just been mentioning. It's great when it's such a family occasion like this, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I said at least, I know it's Monday morning, but hopefully my memory's doing all right. You know, although it always is a beer festival, we want it to be a family event. So we've got activities for young people. We've got some arts-based activities. We've got some pavement chalk drawing activity. We've got some face painting. So we've got activities for all the young people. We're also going to have some games on board as well. So, you know, giant Connect Four, giant Jenga, that'll be happening in the little garden area we've got to the south of the East Point Pavilion. So there really is going to be something for everyone. We've got music, we've got live bands playing, we've got DJs playing, and all that will be happening from 12 o'clock. The building itself opens at 10 o'clock, but the festival itself starts at 12 o'clock.
Okay, now, looking at some of the on-stage attractions there, I know you've got the likes of John Ward, Dove and Bo Evil, if I've pronounced that correctly, and Little Big Mouth taking That's to correct. The Pavilion stage.
That's absolutely correct. So we work very closely with somebody called Helen Hayes. She's fantastic curating the music for us, not just for the Beer Festival, also for the main festival, the 24-hour festival that happens in June, as well as the other events that happen here at the Pavilion throughout the whole of the year.
Now, I know that Genevieve Christie, the CEO of the First Light Festival, who's been on this programme a number of times, actually, she was quoted as saying, "We're thrilled to be bringing back East Point, which was a real high point of last year's Pavilion calendar." I think you're doing some wonderful work there, because it's such an iconic and central place for folks, not only in Lowestoft, but the surrounding area, to actually come to, and literally looking over the sea there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, it is. I'm a Lowestoft lad. I can remember this building being opened in 1993. It's gone through many, many guises since then. I remember when it closed, I think it was like 2018, and then that's when the work started to happen to develop it into the Pavilion as we know and love. You know, there's still a lot of work to do. We're getting there. We are developing a programme, a fuller programme of all year-round events. Some of those will be paid events, some of those will be free to attend events. But, you know, all you've got to do is just look online, follow us on the social media pages, and you know, we can assure you that there is going to be something for everyone.
It certainly sounds it, and I'm sure everybody's going to have a very enjoyable bank holiday weekend. Now, can we reiterate once again how people can find out more about the East Point Beer Festival, which is appearing at the East Point Pavilion in Lowestoft over this coming weekend?
Absolutely. So you can go to our website, www.eastpointpavilion.com. You can follow us and like us on social media, which is at East Point Pavilion. You can also, you know, if you happen to be in Lowestoft, we've got some of the A5 flyers around the town. Pick one of those up. All the information, or as much of the information on those as possible.
Lee, I think it sounds a great event, and I'm sure you're going to have lots and lots come down there and enjoy the not only the atmosphere of the Beer Festival, but the East Point Pavilion, and because it's such a wonderful, iconic place these days, and I've been there a number of times and always thoroughly enjoyed it. So this is the East Point Beer Festival returning to the East Point Pavilion in central Lowestoft this coming weekend, Saturday the 26th through to Monday the 28th of August. Yes, it is indeed the bank holiday weekend. Lee, can I thank you for joining us here on East Point Radio?
No worries. Thank you very much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Then we were talking to Lee Johnson, who's the East Point Pavilion General Manager. As I say, all about the East Point Beer Festival over this coming bank holiday weekend. It's great to have the pleasure of your company as always. Mark Lindsay here with the Monday Montage programme.